welcome here. We do have just a few announcements to share this morning. First of all, we'd like to welcome back Scott Bailey, our guest organist and music person this morning. Thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure. We miss Alan, of course, but it's always a pleasure to have Scott with us. A reminder that during the summer, so all through the month of August, our office will be open only on Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday from 9 to 1. And we're trying something a little different with my days off. So I'm off on Monday and Friday. I am at your beck and call Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. But I'll do whatever and wherever I need to be. So, but predominantly I am here on Tuesdays. I am out in Southwick on Wednesday. Thursday I split between the two, depending on what's going on, but I do have a funeral for someone in Southwick this Thursday. So that's going on there. The only other announcement that I have is just a reminder for September 15th. September 15th, we will be worshiping in Stanley Park under the Beverage Pavilion. And there'll be more to come and how you can help and different things that you might want to sign up for. We have 8 different churches coming, so it's very exciting. Does anyone else have an announcement that they'd like to share today? It's great that some of you we haven't seen, and people have been traveling, and everybody's back, and at least for now, before they take off on the next adventure. I know I have one more to go, so I'm pretty excited about that as well. But in the meantime, it's great to have you here, and let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship. With patience and love, we come as one family.
We are one body of Christ, united in God.
Come, we are one body of Christ. I'm sorry. Come, speak of truth, truth told in love.
We gather to listen and share our stories.
We are God's children, part of Christ's purpose.
We rejoice in our gifts and we thank God for His grace.
Please join in our opening hymn, Come, Christians, Join to Sing, found in the blue hymnal number 295.
Thank you.
God. God of unity and love,
grace
within each of us a spirit of hope and community. Have mercy upon us when we speak without love or act without humility. Cleanse us with the living water of your grace. Create in us willing hearts to live in patience and gentleness. Raise us up to be your children, growing toward maturity in faith and love. Strengthen this church that we may be a model of ministry and unity for all the world to see. This we pray in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Know, dear friends, that we are knit together by the very bonds of Christ's love for us. As the living water, Christ washes us clean and makes us a new creation. As our bread of life, Christ nurtures and sustains us. Because we believe, we need never hunger or thirst for mercy. Forgiveness is ours, both now and forevermore. Amen.
The first reading is a reading from Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself his captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he has also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended in the same one, who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. He himself granted that some of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and all of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by the craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way to him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament which, with its equipment, and each part of the working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 150. Praise the Lord in the holy temple. Praise God in the firmament of divine power.
Praise the Lord for mighty acts. Praise God for excellent praises.
Praise the Lord with the blast of the ram's horn, praise God with the lyre and harp.
Praise the Lord with the timbrel and mast, praise God with the strings and pipe.
Praise the Lord with resounding cymbals, praise God with loud clanging cymbals.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from John's gospel. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I'm coming to you. Let's see if this will turn on. Is it on now?
Yeah.
All right. I am coming to you, and then I'm going to disappear again. I'm going to go back up there. But I'm going to ask, I have a question for us this morning. I think we asked this already, but there's a reason why we're going here. So what is now or was your favorite subject in school? Because I have at least two people in the room who are still in school. What was your favorite subject? Or what is your favorite? Hang on.
Recess.
And recess was not a subject, ever. Lunch, unless you were in culinary school, is not a subject. So, recess. That answers, you'll tell us all the things you learned in recess in a second. Think 10 seconds.
Wait.
Good, now turn and tell somebody. Go, you have a minute. Beverly Gamble was already seeing Cliff, so she said her favorite subject in school, of course, was Cliff. So she said he's not part of the curriculum. What else do we have?
Math.
It was my favorite subject to teach, but not my favorite subject to take. Art.
Sociology.
Say it again.
Sociology.
Anyone else?
English.
Yeah, mine was English too. I mean, it's all I about know. My favorite subject was English. And it wasn't necessarily lit. Oh no, I'm one of the grammar nerds. I loved English grammar. The thing that I didn't like was diagramming sentences. I didn't like the diagram sentences, but I did like to learn how to improve writing, how to write properly, etc., and so on. And love the whole thing of positives, comparatives, and superlatives. So a positive would be, you're good. Comparative, well, you're better than he is. Oh, don't cry, Jack. All right. All right. But you might be better than he is, but Nick, he's the best. So you remember good, better, best? Do you remember the little rhyme you learned with it? Good, better, best. Never let it till the good is better and the better is best. All right. I thought the people over 60 would have been jumped right all over that. No, you've never heard that, huh? Hang on, I'm going to pop that up here for a second. So we've also been watching the Olympics, right? In order to be in the Olympics, you have to be pretty good. All right? We've been joking. Somebody did something on the floor exercise, and I thought, even I can do that. What are they doing? Get up. Except that Mark looked at me and said, you wouldn't be able to get off the floor. Which is true. But then we look at Steve, not Steve Pierce, but Steve, the Palomar guy, I can't say his last name, I'm terrible at it. He's really good, he's better than most, but he wasn't the best, but he did great. He did an excellent job. And then you have Simone Biles, who, 4'8" is leaping 12 feet into the air in a twist or in a full pipe 3 times or something ridiculous like that, and just puts a smile on it. All I can think of lots of times when I see her is, ow, it really hurts. But anyhow, we said she's the best, well, at least in this Olympics, she is. Think about our reading this morning from both Paul and from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, to the church in Ephesus, and the reading we had from John's Gospel. You're good. Here's how you can do better. Never stop striving to be the best. We know that Paul constantly exhorted the early Christian church to emulate the best and head, who is Jesus Christ. Now, of course, this grossly paraphrases what Paul said. He had all kinds of things to say to him. But it can be important for us today because when we have these readings, it doesn't do us any good unless we can apply them to what we're doing today and what it means in our lives. So, are we good? Can we do better? And how can we be the best? Or can we ever be the best? I think that everyone who's gathered here today is good. You're not the best. I'm putting me in here, Scott's in there too. But I'm putting myself with you. We are gathered here. We're good. We try because we try to get better. Since we practice Christianity, we always can improve. made some marvelous strides over the last 2.5 years, at least from what I can tell. I've only been around for that long, but it's almost exactly 2.5 years at this point. We are better at sharing what we have to help others. We've made some great improvements on that. We are very much better at opening our doors to invite others in. We're better at engaging in extraordinary hospitality or extravagant welcome each Sunday and with every event that happens in our church building. And I know for a fact that we continue to add new members because the word is out about First Congregational Church. We have even opened our homes to people in need on more than one occasion. We're good. Go church. All right? We're good. We continue to strive to be better because we have yet to reach the superlative of best. How many of us, myself included, unfortunately, still think that maybe we are being duped by someone for a handout? Have you ever seen people in line for a free meal, or they drive up in a car and you wonder what they're doing here? You know what? We have to do better than that because we don't know people's stories. We don't understand why. Jesus tells us to give without qualification. Just give. Right in Matthew's gospel, he says that. Just give. Dare I say, we can also do better in setting aside time for personal prayer or simply sitting and listening. Oftentimes, even in our pastoral prayer, we call upon God to help us or to help others. Listen to that today. But when do we sit quietly to hear an answer of some sort? Maybe we are called to do better in those times, and we don't even know it because we don't take the time to listen. My sisters and brothers in Christ, it may take us a lifetime to achieve the superlative, the best. We have our role model in Jesus to imitate so that we can one day achieve that lofty status. We are strengthened in this by paying attention to the Word of God, following the teachings of Jesus, turning to God and praying for forgiveness when we have sinned. Hopefully, we will gather strength and spiritual nourishment whenever we participate in the sacrament of communion. Aren't we usually at our best when we share a meal with our family and friends? Let us take some comfort in knowing that we are good. May our goodness help us as we continue to work to be better and strive to be the best. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We pray for members and friends of our congregation, and in a special way for Armand, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, and Jeff, Dave, Heidi, Kathy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Bill, Jean, Olivia, Susan, Betty, Mark, Bruce, Alan, Jody, Geneva, Janet, Kelly, Stephen, Lynn, and Pete. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, and Leslie. We celebrate with those celebrating a birthday for our over 80 members, for Fred, who will celebrate on August 7th. And of course, we remember those prayers and requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Please, pray with me. May God be with you. It is easy for us to go through the motions of spirituality. We want to say the right prayers and think we have found the magical key to make holiness appear in our lives. But there are times, Lord, when we are empty. We hunger and thirst for something that will sustain us through all the times of our lives. We chase after things that will disappoint and hurt, and look past the very thing that will heal and cleanse our lives. Christ is your bread of life, the manna from heaven, which was and is sent to feed and sustain us in all the wilderness through which we travel. Help us to stop running after any glitz or glitter and easy things, easy wealth. Help us to look truly for the one who will quench our thirst and nourish our souls. As we have lifted up names of people and situations that lay heavy in our hearts today that need your healing touch, help us to remember that we stand continually in need of your healing mercy. Bring us to you with open and repentant hearts for your loving care. As we receive the wondrous gift of bread and vine, may we truly be reminded that Christ nurtures and feeds us with his own life. And when we have been nourished, we may go from this place in a renewed commitment to serve you, O God, with our very lives. We ask this in all of our prayers this day, in the name of Christ, your Son. Amen. Or prophet, teacher or nurse, poor man or rich woman, each of us is called to build up the body of Christ. Our job is unfinished until each of us has come to a maturity in the full stature of Christ Jesus. Bring now your gifts given to us by the grace of God. Our morning offering will now be received. the work of ministry. Transform our lives into your presence in the world. Through these gifts, may we grow in the knowledge of Christ and be strengthened in the unity of faith. Transform these gifts into the bread of life that our giving others may be fed. Make these gifts the waters that spring up from eternal life, so that in our giving, others may be nurtured and strengthened as children of God. In your loving and nurturing name, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. All are welcome at the table of the Lord. Let all who seek, who believe, and want to believe, come to this table. And may God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to God Most High. It is truly right to give you thanks. It is fitting that we offer you praise, God of mercy, faithful God. You sent Jesus Christ, your Son, among us as Redeemer and Lord. He was moved with compassion for the poor and powerless, for the sick and the sinner, and he made himself neighbor to the oppressed. By his words and actions, he proclaimed to the world that you care for us as a parent cares for his children. And so, in grateful procession of endless praise, with the church that is and was and shall be forever, we glorify you in song. And so, God, we bring you these gifts, We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit. Let them become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As they celebrated one last Passover meal together, Jesus dispensed with the normal blessing, but took bread, broke it, gave it to those present, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." When it came time to share the cup, he took it, and instead of the regular blessing, he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink of it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. So come, for all things are ready.
Thank you.
thanksgiving is found in your worship guide. Eternal God, we thank you for your presence in this holy feast. May we know the presence of Jesus among us. Take us from this table, raised and restored, ready not to be served, but to serve in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Before we have our closing hymn this morning, just a reminder that everyone is welcome for a time of friendship, fellowship, and refreshment in Fellowship Hall, where the air conditioning is on. Unlike here. Our closing hymn this morning, Now Thank We All Our God, number 31. Together by Christ, we are ready to go out and serve. Amen.
Amen.